then maybe I was up to no good, right? Because some people are made of plastic. Whoa, perfect. I went to the Capitol today. Anyway. Sorry.
Excuse me. I was like,
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Live. Busy morning.
From Solidarity Realty Studios.
I know you
Civic
were...
Media. It's outside the pizza box.
I know you were totally dialed into that last hour of programming. I know that.
Yeah. I was.
You always comment to me on my show, so I appreciate that, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I don't hear all of it, but when I'm trying to figure out my song list, then I can't listen to music. I got to turn you on, something I can focus.
You know what? My kids do that when they want to go to sleep.
What, listen to you?
Yeah.
Awesome. My cats do that a lot, and then they don't.
Not my show, just the general sound of my voice, me talking, puts my kids right to sleep. It's fantastic.
Yes, you heard me right. The State Assembly of Wisconsin is now in session.
Hey, what did you find out on your adventure at the Capitol?
Can we just play all the songs instead? That'll explain it. First of all, I'm walking up the square, right? Across the street from the Capitol still. And here's these two guys, you know, like picking their teeth and their suits and putting that one shoe out there to let everybody see how expensive that one shoe is. And I got another one over on this other side here that matches it. That kind of thing. Anyway, I walk by and I'm like, can always tell when they're in session, can't you? And they look at me and I'm going, you guys are here. And the guy goes, well, you can't wear a suit to, you know, go to the cabin. And I'm like, to go do the people's work? I don't know if you need that. I start walking, and he goes, hey, you know we're not legislators. And I go, I know that. And then I go, lobbyists. And they go, oh. And I go, oh. Yeah, I know who you guys. you guys must be new around here. Because this is like my, what do they do, two-year terms? I guess they do. So this would be like my... Damn, this is like my five and a half term, whatever.
That was like a 3-month term for those guys, wasn't it?
No, this year they stretched it out.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. Yes, this was the first week in January they did, and they did 4 days because, you know, that one day that they didn't want. Well, the one day that they didn't work was, you know, Martin Luther King Day, which I just want to make a point of Gestapo. Tom Tiffany, Taint the Water in Wisconsin guy, was the only guy in D.C. that voted against it. So, you know, they still got their, you know, white power guy.
Yeah, that's great. Nice to know things can't change for some people, yeah. Great.
No, they don't. So, so they did their Monday or Tuesday through, wait, was it, did they must have done something yesterday? I don't know, but... And then next week, they got, I think, Monday through Thursday, and then there's like 8 days in February, and then there's like 3 in March, and then, 4 in April. They didn't even do that the last couple years. And then, 2 in May. May Day, May Day, May Day. Okay. Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. But that's their schedule. That's the legislative schedule.
Jam-packed.
Right. I mean,
progress.
Talk about stress, man, you know? That's why I need these nice clothes and stuff to hold me up, hold my ass up. Because, you know, you've heard of the thin blue line, right? Which I tell the cops in a dark SUV. Yeah, oh, got you on that one, didn't I, boys? But, you know, in the Justice Department, and it seems like, you know, everywhere you go, when you talk about the Justice Department, it's about a thin, weak spine club protecting all those other guys. Again, getting ahead of myself. So here comes Popcorn Voss, man. He's ready to open it up. Oh, doggone it. I should have put that song in the late. Hey, you want to look up Hot Buttered Popcorn and start playing that while I'm talking about Rob Voss here?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because this guy, I got to tell you, he's got a popcorn business. Now, this is like a 60s song, isn't it, if I'm not mistaken? You know, a little dun, 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 dun. We used to, you know, when I was in junior high, they played that at all the sock hops, man. They were do, 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 do. So, this might be it. Robin Voss.
I'm watching the video.
This is
They're
you opening up the session.
Some appropriate dance moves here.
Yes. So, anyway, Popcorn Voss is up there talking about how he's got that. We got a new class, and I'm like, ooh, wifey number 5. I'm thinking to myself, sorry about that, but who knows what's going on. And he's, you know, happy and proud to talk about how we're going to open this session and do the people's work. And his head is shaped like a ear of corn, man. So he gets into his opening statements and he talks about how that you can't have cell phones on the floor. It's a rule. No, we're not going to come hunting and stuff like that. But if you get a call, you know, you can't answer it while you're on the floor. I'm like, I thought they couldn't have one on the floor. And he says, you got to turn volume down and do the text. And if you take a call, you got to go off the floor. And I'm like, what the hell? And then immediately, you know, the young dudes, wannabes, whatever, like young security guys, they're telling, hey, you can't have your phone on. You can't have your phone on. You can't. Everybody's kind of looking, well, that's weird, you know? Yeah, well, that's what it is. You know, see, you have rules, and then you don't adhere to them on the assembly floor, for Christ's sake. Oh, the next part, though, this is the part that really gets me going, and I can't last long, you know, after this, and I got to do everything. I'm hanging onto my chair, you know. I just feel like yelling. They bring out the minister. He'll open up, and I mean, I've seen this before. Like every time you guys do this, you talk about everybody bows their heads and they do the prayer, and the humpback minister that's the head of the other humpback minister club comes up. I've been a minister for 40 years. Yeah, you're living on the taxpayer dollar, huh? For free, right? They don't have to pay taxes, and the congregation, you know, collection. State church separate. Starts talking about Jesus. Mentions that they go into these rooms, you know, we go into your guys' offices and we pray. And I'm like, yeah, pray upon the poor, man. I'm just like so tired of listening to these false prophets and fake ministers up there. Oh, yeah, if I could, I'd be up at that top row on the balcony going, aah! Get everybody to do that. Yeah, oh, my God, the zombie attack in Wisconsin. Well, why not? That's where the attack on democracy started that I remember. Eh? Yeah. Yeah, they talk about doing the work. And I'm like, man, we got, you know, if you guys, yeah. You know, that's why state and church separate. I wouldn't have a problem if you were doing like the ministers that come there to say, hey, man, we're here to try and help the poor and the voiceless. Right? Not, you know, I'm head of the humpback congregation being F you guys. I mean, but there's this guy outside of the assembly. Okay, there's a old guy, gray hair, not as long as mine, not nearly.
I was gonna say, you gotta be careful naming gray hairs.
No,
man.
Hey, you know, you're right. Hair. He's probably like 80.
Okay, all right.
And he's got a mask on, and he's got his sign, and he's yelling. You remind me of that guy on the commercial. The coups are all around us, right? Oh no. Everything he said was true. But then I also noticed, look at these clowns. They're laughing at him. Hmm. Yeah, you know, I got a job here. I don't care. This that kind of thing. So I started doing that as I see people, you know, laughing. I'm looking at them going, oh, that guy's weird looking, man. Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm weird looking. About to go off on your ass because you think this is funny. And, you know, the guy... You know, it's sad because, as I mentioned, everything he said is true. But the way that he was presenting it, it's just not going to work on any of these guys. You know, it's great for, like, the end of the world movies, though. Yeah, that old guy was right. Remember that guy, the old guy with the sign and the mask? Everybody that was there that day, I guess they got sick and died. Except for that one weird guy with the long hair that, you know, the coups are all around us guy. Hmm. But that's what we need right now is I don't know what it's going to take, some kind of major catastrophe. But, you know, I'm watching these Republicans in Wisconsin. I know that it's just it's so the minister, he says, well, I know you guys don't come here for that extraordinary paycheck. And everybody's like, ah, well, not everybody. But everybody that's there for the paycheck is laughing that way. Because, well, I just told you how many days they work, right? That's $50,000 a year benefits. Don't forget, per diem. Yo. Yeah? When the legislators get to claim food and gas allowance, Mr. Popcornhead. Plus, he uses women's prison labor for that. He's against using inmates for work till he found out, well, you don't have to hardly pay him nothing. And, you know, I've been married to this gal for quite a while now, at least 5 years, something like that. I'm surprised she hasn't dumped him yet. You know, he's got those three offices, too. I noticed on the door two different legislators on the same door, and I'm like, oh, you guys must be Democrats, huh? He's like, yeah, who are you? Oh, young man, you're such a nice guy. I'm not gonna try and freak you out too much on the first day. By the end of the day, he's laughing. I said, oh, yeah, you know, Robin Voss, he's got the, you know, two offices, and he's like, no, three. And I go, oh, that's the tryout room, wifey number five. Oh, I know, I have no ethics or morals. How can you say that just because it's true? That's where wife number four happened. Oh, Robin Voss. They lit my wick. Slow burning this time, right? Only on one end. Not like that fella that was losing his mind, yelling, using all his energy. Hey, man, just go grab a bunch of boxes and make a bunch of signs, put their names on it, stand in the middle of the rotunda and go, the clues are all around us. Like, I'm going to start doing. Yeah, it's over now, man.
You'd be good at that.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been doing that for a long, 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 long. I can hold my breath for a long, long time. Everything I say and use. Oh, the show must go on? That's exactly what I thought when they... That's what I said. Oh, hey, man, I thought the circus was out of Wisconsin now, and a couple of the people there... They got it, because there are no more circuses, except for the Republican Assembly in Wisconsin. Department is spineless, so they're all still walking the street. Yeah, no more than in Wisconsin. Hey, go ahead and read that public address announcement about this wonderful organization, Civic Media, doing $1 million giveaway advertising one day next week. I almost did it. January 26th, Thursday at 9 a.m. Be sure to go to civicmedia.us/million and check us out, man. We're the largest network in the state now. I don't know why you wouldn't want to grow with us, especially if you, you know, you're expanding or thinking about it. Here's your chance.
Dang, I don't know that I need to do it now. You just did it all.
I don't know why I did do that.
You're great. I showed you the paper one time, and look at that. Boom.
I will tell you that if it was legal in Wisconsin, it would be it would be really wise to be, you know, kind of medicated, relaxed when you go in to watch the assembly. No, I'm not saying that I wasn't. But legally, no, I wasn't.
Oh, wait, you forgot one part.
Huh?
You forgot the part to say, be sure to let everyone know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let them know that Pizza Box Mike or, you know, let you know. That way you'll get in line in front, man, because.
That's right.
But I got to tell you, you know, no, we'll do that later. There were still a couple moments in the opening that were awesome, right? Like when Voss is saying, you'd never, ever walk in front of or in between whoever's speaking and Robin Voss, that the top popcorn, the top ear of popcorn, right? Never, never go past the tassel on the top of Robin Voss's head. And by the way, 844-967-2789. And I wish more people would have joined me in there in the gallery. I did see one guy was kind of laughing at my antics a little bit, and of course, cops are always pretty stoic. Shut up, man. Shut up. I don't know you. And I'm going to cuff you again, like we did 10 years ago. Probably not. So never walk in front of him, you know, and he's laying out all these ethics and morals surrounding a group of people that have no ethics and morals. I'm
wow,
like, really?
Some, yeah, I was going
to
say,
this isn't like Congress, man, bitch, where wow. you're starting to throw shoes at each other and go at it. You got baboons, which they really are.
Whew.
But anyway, then another moment, you know, oh, great. I hope they're recording everything you're saying there, Mr. Minister. I know you're a great leader and everything. But all of a sudden, he had that Jabba moment where he's talking and he goes, whoops, coughed up a toad, huh?
Wait a minute. Did they zoom McConnell in or something? What happened there?
That's just, you know, when they got that double jowl, double chin thing and, you know, the humpback club. I'm telling you, those are like, you know, Jabba. it's like watching a sci-fi. Really good one, though. is that for Jeff's Guitar Clinic? Yeah. Jeffsguitar.com in Stoughton. Yeah, you can take care of all your guitar's needs. I know my cats like it. They listen to the replay of Outside the Pizza Box on Sundays, and they're like, we love that part with the guitar, man. Whee! Yeah, and by the way,
like that.
You know what? I'm going to say that very soon now, folks, you're going to have to look for this show. It's going to be making a move. We're not going to be on Saturdays. It's going to be on a weeknight sometime, making a jump. A transition. I know it's tough, especially for me. You know, change my sleeping hours and everything.
Change is hard.
Well, it is, unless you didn't have any choice. Right? Then it's easy. It's like somebody else already made the decisions, and I'm okay with that, because you know what?
Yeah, there's some of that going on, for sure.
A crew told me that this show's, you know, got enough of an audience. Now we just got to figure out a time for him to follow it at a different time slot. Oh, you lonely people that never have anywhere to go. It'll be like an evening time. You know,
you just got
to
tell
evening.
Them to take a nap in the middle of the day, then they can stay up for your show.
I do take a nap in the middle
of the
day.
Well, you too. Yeah, you should. That's good.
Nothing better.
Midday nap, you know, and then tune in for whenever that new slot is for Outside the Pizza Box.
I will miss being on every single station that we have in this great state. At least that's what it is right now, I think, on Saturdays.
They'll still get you on some. They'll still get you on more than a handful of them, I think. There's still room for you.
Not worried at all, man.
No, I'm not either.
Because, I don't know, I mentioned that podcasting thing out, you know, outside and at Jeff's Guitar Clinic, which we could do that sometime. And that would be fun, too. Because then, you know, people all over the world are going to know then, right? They're going to go, oh, these guys are awesome, man. Yeah, you know, that's how you get famous, I guess. In this world, I guess getting famous is the most important thing, right? And nobody
it
better
is.
At getting famous right now than that clown Santos, huh? Or whatever the stage name was there in Brazil. We'll save that for later. They did talk about the cash. You know, here's the funny thing. They're worried about, you know, no cash bail, whatever, just holding these guys. What about Bob Spindel, man? You know, the fake elector guy, the elections commissioner guy that bragged about voter suppression against people in Milwaukee and brown people in particular, right? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, but this is good. See, because this is Robin Voss's kind of music. I got a rich woman. She got the money, and I got the popcorn, baby.
Popcorn Plant by Robert Plant. Or, wait, what?
It's Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, Rich Woman. I mean, kind of a neat combo, huh? And a nice groove. All right, is this a heartbreak? We'll be back. let it play. It's another Rabid Boss song. Let's try to pop, put it out. Yeah, it's just a form of appreciation. Ethics and morals. Oh, by the way, before we get married, you gotta sign this agreement not to talk about me. Nothing. Don't tell him nothing. What a man.
I wouldn't be good at one of those. I'm just too, I can't tell lies, and I'm too transparent, so I can't keep secrets very well either. I wouldn't be very good at one of those things. I'd never sign any sort of agreement like that.
Yeah. Nice job, Robin. I'm happy. I'm happy. Before I talk more about what I saw, which wasn't much, because I told you I don't have the stomach for much, and you cross the racism line, which takes about, you know.
Right.
I almost got on the preacher for it. But anyway, Joanne and Madison, nice to hear from you again.
Hey, just a quick comment. You've got such a great history, and we've got so many new listeners that might not know how great you are, how you ran into and totally wowed the President Obama when we had a wonderful president way back, and seems like ancient history now. But they don't know that, and they don't know what pizza box means, what all that means. Now, the reason why I brought that up is that you were talking about being about the problems of being famous. You were talking about George Santos, and they might think, hey, what's this clown doing up there with his own show? Maybe he's like George Santos. You're the real deal.
Oh, yeah, I am a real clown. There's no question about it, Joanne. Thank you. Seriously. When I go in there, I'm going to tell you right now, it's my show. And, you know, anybody starts dogging me, oh, wait a minute, you work here, don't you? That means you work for me. Just don't forget that right off the bat.
But what people need to know more about you as a character, and again, with you know, like Green Bay, who from Green Bay knows what pizza box means? I mean, I saw you with the pizza boxes in 2011. Standing there every single day with a different message.
New ones. They were easy. These guys were like a bumper sticker every 5 minutes, man.
It was absolutely amazing. And where did the pizza boxes come? They came from the Ian's Pizza.
Hey, we don't mention their name. They don't advertise here.
Okay.
I'm kidding, but yeah, sort of. But yeah, I will tell you this, that, I made signs out of the pizza boxes that were coming there from a guy who graduated from UW from Cairo, not New York, Egypt, that took his debit card and said, just run it out for these people, keep delivering food. It was like 700 pizzas a day to start out, till they started thinning our herd and locking doors and putting nails through the windows and stuff. But I do have a pizza place in Stoughton. I can give them a plug, right?
That's great. Yeah
famous Yeti's Pizza there, you know, in Stoughton, yeah, there, hey, and the pizza's damn good. I know, because I like my sausage and pineapple on a thin crust, kind of well done.
But what about your interactions with Obama? You need to tell a story at least once for the Green Bay people. So I'm going to hang up and I'm going to listen, because I don't all I'm saying is that you're the real deal. I've admired you for a long time, and so has the rest of our city here. We need the world to start admiring you. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you again. And there's a lot of people that don't think the same way as you, Joanne.
See, but, I didn't know about this stuff either, and I've been hanging out
Obama?
With you for... Yeah, you never told me that.
Well, you know, hey,
we'll
go back to how it originally started, I was in the Capitol preaching.
All right.
You know, because that's what, some of the homeless guys called me the preacher.
Okay.
Because I was always talking about, helping people that don't have anything, and they deserve better, man. We're human beings here. This is bogus, living in the land of Jesus here, right? I'm doing that kind of thing, talking about, working for people with disabilities, because that's what I did. And all of a sudden this guy says, hey, how would you like to, join in the fight for $15, $15 minimum wage, and the healthcare workers? I'm like, yeah, man, no problem. No, that was Mike Erdman. And I'll tell you what, I worked with a lot of these people in the organization, and I became a fight for $15 leader because I am unafraid, no matter where we go. And there was nothing more fun than having a group of people, especially from the Milwaukee area that you guys love to attack so much. That's like, my first family. Okay, because we laugh and have a good time about issues that aren't funny, but we know that we're all in it together. And they knew that I'm not faking this. You don't have to pay me to do this stuff, man. I like doing this. So, you know, we're traveling around the Midwest, you know, fighting for clean water in Flint, everywhere. This group and organization was the best thing that I'd ever been affiliated with, right? And so they asked me if I'd, you know, would you like to meet Obama when he comes to, you know, La Crosse? And I'll tell you right now, I'm like, really? You know, that was, of course, my reaction was, oh, my God. Obama gets to meet me. He's going to have a great
time. Right. He gets to meet you.
They should have sold it. Wait a minute. You know?
They should have sold. Would you like the opportunity to meet this guy when you come to La Crosse?
Hey, well, wait. I've been arrested like a dozen times at the Capitol. And I'm like, oh, they got to go through the D.C. background check. And, you know, and you know what? That was kind of what put it over the top, I think, was the fact that I was willing to get arrested for civil rights. Nice. Just like everybody that's ever marched before, that was the real deal. And I'm going to tell you, there's been plenty that haven't been. But when I met Obama, you know, it's kind of cool because, you know, I'm wearing my Fight for 15. And I think I still had my famous, you know, the ones that got Crocodile Dundee hat, that guy. Whatever. More like Indiana Jones. Something in between that. So I'm in there and they wouldn't let anybody bring anything that was meeting Obama to sign, right? But they let us put items down on this, you know, table, you know, if he gets around to it. And yeah, whatever, you know. And they got all the security guys and I'm waiting. And you know, I was like, hey, man, I feel like I've already met you. So this is a special day for you. And even Obama looked at me kind of like, huh? And then he smiled, man. I said, hey, man, I'm here representing, you know, like 3 million healthcare workers, man, trying to fight for $15 an hour. He's like, yeah, you know, they got it in L.A. Yeah, but, you know, that was a higher cost of living there. So that's probably why they got it first. And, you know, nothing against Obama. I'm not going to, you know, that was a highlight for me. But I think it's even more of a highlight for him. How much time do we got? We got time to take Rico, don't we?
Yeah, we got some time here.
Rico. Bring it.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Pretty good.
Yeah, this was you know, this clown show. Yeah, hey,
but it's, you know, called Outside the Pizza Box.
No, I'm talking about our state governor.
Oh, okay.
Our state, whatever. And I want to get to one of our state entities real quick here,
yes.
Mike. One of our fine entities, one of these clown show things here. They gave us a free fishing day. Yeah, today's free fishing day, and if, well, wait, you can't go out, there is no ice, and hey, if you catch a fish, you can't eat it, because it'll give you cancer.
Well, hey, you don't need ice fish, you just fish from the shore. It was a few years ago I did this, too, when I was like, you know, 50s in December.
Yeah.
Well, you can eat the ones at McDonald's, they don't have any plastic or parasites in them, Rico, that's the good stuff.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you told me. That's what I'm going to do. Instead of fishing today, I guess I'll just head on up to Mickey D's.
I stopped eating fish.
One,
yeah, thanks, man. But I appreciate it. Yeah, the circus must go on. Oh, man. So, yeah, I stopped eating fish. But, you know, that's one of the signs. I'm coming with signs. Fresh ones and old ones, right, Robin? Looks like a woodpecker, acts like a pecker would. Yeah, that's Robin. And I got some other. I did see Branchin kind of glance back and look at me. Yeah, you remember your sign, don't you? Branchin versus Godzilla. It'll be out. Be out, man. But I got a cage around that one. Don't want anybody to get scared.
I just want to go back to the story you told. And as you were laying out that story, you were talking about people are important. Wow. What a concept, man.
Yeah, knock off the socialism stuff, okay?
Okay,
you know,
I'm just
where
saying.
People want, you know, a fair vote and all that stuff, like you're seeing in all these socialist countries, you know, that are just don't like the dictator scene, man. Seriously. So these guys say, you know, they get into the thing, you know, we've heard about the cash bail thing, you know, crime, crime, crime. And this guy, we got 5 minutes. Cool. So this guy, should I take the next call or do you want to wait till after the break? But I think it's Jake in California, isn't it? Jake, is that you?
Yeah, hey, it's Bob.
Eureka!
Hey, that's right, Eureka, Humboldt County.
Loved it while I was there. I should have stayed, man. Should have stayed.
Oh, hey, Wisconsin's awesome, too.
Yeah, it used to be.
I got Oh, well, you know, it will be once again.
Yeah,
don't worry.
You got Gavin Newsom. They had Gavin Newsom, and we had Scott Walker for too long.
Yeah, I mean, Tommy Thompson, when I was there, Tommy Thompson was governor. And when I encountered that guy in the Capitol building in Madison, he smelled of whiskey. Like he'd been drinking all night long and all morning long.
Well, hey, come on, man. He had a meeting with the Tavern League. Cut it out. Giving everybody a bad name in Wisconsin. Just because we're number one in alcoholism. Go ahead, Jake.
Breaking news.
Damn.
Hey, he did stop Tommy Thompson. He got promoted to a Department of Health and Human Services secretary, you know, later on under George W. Bush, right, as I recall.
Yes, and he wasn't quite evil enough, so they told him, get out of here, you wuss. You know, go back to your tractor out in Elroy, Wisconsin.
Yeah, he wasn't for... You know, he wasn't totally for getting rid of Social Security and Medicare, I guess, so he had to go as far as Republicans are concerned. But, you know, I got to talk about these Republicans, and they're just getting crazy. They're getting into physical fights with each other now. Did you hear about this slap match that Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert got in the bathroom there in the Capitol?
Oh, I thought it was going to be like Boebert and Katara or whatever George's name is when he dresses up and does the drag stuff. Santos. It just gets better all the time, doesn't it? No, that's not me. Well, we got forensics involved here, and that's you, man.
Yeah. Apparently, Green's pissed off because Boebert said to her, "Stop being ugly," is the quote. And I'm sorry.
Who said it to who now? Because they're both ugly, but once.
Lauren Boebert said it. Lauren Boebert told Marjorie Taylor Greene, "Stop being ugly," over the Kevin McCarthy, you know, votes. And, yeah, I guess Green's pissed off. But, you know, I mean, asking Green, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene to stop being ugly, that's asking a hell of a lot.
Well, that's why she's mad, Jake. See, she can't do anything about being ugly on the inside or outside. She's rotten. She's got that sloped face, man. I'm telling you, she's Cro-Magnon, Neanderthal, one of the two.
Well, she has a CrossFit gym, and she works out a lot. So, and she's got a lot of testosterone going on. It's made her quite manly looking, you know, and... she's awfully buff. I'll give her that. She's got some pretty, you know, rock hard arms. You know, but as far as a rock hard head, though, that's a problem when you're in Congress.
Yeah, she should find something to. And then thanks, Jake. She should find something to work out them wrinkles that are starting to show up under her neck and chin, and everything's nasty.
It don't matter what I'm drinking, long as you drown the sorrow I'm in.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter what you're drinking in Wisconsin, as long as it's got a percentage of alcohol in it. Or PFAS, right? Whew. So, yeah, you watch these people that get, they're actually there to talk about what Wisconsinites really want, you know, legislators to be working on. Like, you know, this PFAS stuff, yeah, you know, it's in our fish, it's in our water, it's in the soil, it's everywhere, right? Plastic everywhere. I was joking today, I'm like... No, you just got to get used to it, man, and adapt to it, you know. Pretty soon these guys will have, like, knobs on their head, and it's, oh, no, that's not a tumor. It's just plastic, man. Freaking horns, man, like George Bush. Remember when George Bush got elected, and he had a bandage on the side of his head, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's him. It's actually Satan. You thought he was bad? Look at what we've seen since. But, you know, I really thought that, you know, Satan was supposed to be more, like, charming and, you know, and smooth and everything. Oh, that's Obama then, right? Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that Satan isn't right here in Wisconsin somewhere. And probably because, you know, I have this show, for sure. Hey, Satan, if you're listening, you know, it's not really Devil Network anymore. It's Civic Media. Because that's what we are here. We're really civil. Get ready for the rapture, folks. I live in Wisconsin, and it's coming hard and heavy. Just like Blondie. We'll be back. needs a flashlight. I got a cell phone, man. These cats. If I don't leave the sink, you know, pulled with the plug up, full of water, and it's empty, they take the little drain thing. Oh, you know, that plug?
Yeah.
After like three tries, they finally lost the damn thing. And they just sit up there on the sink going, hey, don't look at me. Besides, I'm not leaving that full after I saw what one of y'all did when you got startled and somebody jumped up and actually hit the handle up and the water was on. I'm like, oh, imagine what that happened if I wasn't home. You guys got like 2-3 different water places. Just shut up. You know, and you give them fresh water, they'll go over to where, you know, where the drain comes out of the water softener and everything. You're like, get out of there, man. It's nasty there. It's like, yeah. That's where, like, if it was living in your house, you'd come up through that drain. You know which one I mean?
Yeah.
I believe in that stuff, man. I think that's who Santos is. I think he's it. Santos is it. Keep your kids away. You think I'm kidding, don't you?
I do not.
I am not kidding, people. These are endo days kind of events happening, and if you're not paying attention, you could get it. You could get itted by it. And the people in this country don't even realize how stupid we look all over the world. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, Wisconsin's leading the way in so many categories. So these guys start talking about the crime stuff, and this guy gets up. And I didn't know this guy was, like, in his third term. You know, like a nobody, right? Not anymore, man. Once they graduate up to D.C. and stuff, then they work in, you know, family members and, you know, bootlickers and behind sniffers. And
starts to really...
I can't go any further than that on this radio station about what these guys do to get a job in D.C.,
yeah,
right?
Starts to really entrench themselves, right?
Yeah, nobody wants that $50,000 a year job to work 27 days. Oh, Jesus Christ, this is hard. Oh, did I mention Jesus Christ? Yes, I'm all about that. And we pray. Then we come in here and just rob people. The poorest. Did you see that a dozen eggs cost more than the federal minimum wage, folks?
Yeah.
Wow. Buck, buck? Yes. I guess if you're the chicken. There's memes out there with chickens wearing really fine clothes and purses and stuff. Yes, it's the damn chicken's fault. They jacked the prices up on us. You could probably, I bet I could say that. Yeah, well, that's kind of like, you know. So anyway, back to this clown. Getting ahead of myself again. This clown here. He's doing the, you know, Milwaukee and all these murders and stuff. And this guy got out. This Newman guy got out. And then he went on to do this. And I'm like, yeah, white guy with money. Yeah, I can see why you want to keep all these poor people behind bars with no cash bail and stuff for having a bag of marijuana or a butter knife in the car because he had a, you know, charge against him for having a bag of weed a couple years ago. Oh, you don't think that's what happens, huh? Oh, there's another one. Yep, cops just killed another man, black man, unarmed. Boom, 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 five of them it took. Another guy, is that the one? I'm not sure if that's the one that they tased about a million times, whose a family member was the founder of Black Lives Matter in that district. Yeah. So, you know, you wonder why I call it fascism and call these guys Nazis and stuff, and then you're watching this clown show either in the state of Wisconsin Assembly or the Congress. So this guy, his name's Tip McGuire. I don't know, he's talking tough, you know, and... But here's the thing. He's reading everything. He's got like four pages he's reading. I'm like thinking, who wrote that for you? It's not the DNR. Preen's gone. Oh, wait. One of those Guns and Roses kind of guy, huh? maybe the Guns people. Whatever. Just instant racism. And I'm up there going, So I've got a sign for him. Rep Tip McGuire. The top of the poop emoji. And then I'll draw that little whip at the top and I'll have an arrow and it'll be like, Tip. Tip McGuire. Yeah, that's for you, poopy.
Nice.
I know. It's fun stuff, you know. And the kids are going to love it. The kids will love it. that was the best thing about being there that day was there was some music being played, you know. It was like brass symphony, and I think it was a high school. And they must have had like the fourth graders coming in from their district or whatever at the time that they were playing, because they left like this podium in the middle with the, you know, with the orchestra on there and everything. And so the kids all come in and they're playing it. And then, you know, the music's awesome, right? And the kids are dancing and jumping up and down. And, you know, I'm taking a video, and then I'm thinking, you know, maybe that's not a good idea. This old guy taking videos, these little kids. See what I mean? You know, I'm at the Capitol, where a lot of those guys actually work. You know, those perv guys. The gross, obscene perverts. That's the GOP in my world. Gross, obscene perverts. GOP, it works. Wow, he can spell. Hey, I might make a sign out of that one. Well, I might have to make it a little better than that, if you know what I mean. So, you know, if I go home and think about it and talk to the cats, and the cats think it's funny, it's on, baby. Because, you know, there's one thing not funny in our house. Is when the one cat that doesn't like to cover up her Tip McGuire when she gets done, right? And the other cat, I swear to God, she looks over and goes, Jesus, shakes her head and goes over and covers it up for her. What a sweetheart that cat is. That's the one that follows me around everywhere. Dora, she's a little sweetie. But we only got one more week together on this wonderful noon hour show that, you know, hey, I'm sure whatever's, you know, come, hey, look, the thing that's happening around here, that's not for me. I don't do that. I just like having an hour where I can unload, right? I mean, morning, noon, night, whatever. But, you know, this show isn't all about making money for the station, so we got to start coming up with some ideas for these guys, right? And I'm sure they're going to unveil something real soon that's going to work out really well. Oh, yes, the Assembly, the Congress. It's all about money. Money, 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 money. What people will do for money. Till next week, out of Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison, Civic Media, and outside the Pizza Box, Jason Hafeman, my producer, engineer.
Always a pleasure to hang with you, man.
Sucks, man. We're going to have to do something outside of here because, yeah. Anyway, Pizza Box Mike signing off. One more week, and then, wow, we're going places in Wisconsin. 12 stations, maybe more.